Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Wednesday. Welcome back.
Everyone's here.
I like when everyone's here. Got Ben in studio. Dylan. Double D. Chelsea. I'm Jinx. Bed Sweat's on the way. Chelsea, did I see you swinging a club yesterday on the links, getting ready for the Ryder Cup in 2 years? What was happening?
Oh, yeah. So it rained for most of the day. So the course was closed. It's behind our house, which means we can walk it for free and nobody is out there. And plus, Jake had off work yesterday. So we as a family love to play golf and walk the course. So that's exactly what we did. It was so nice because that combines like my favorite activities, which is being outside, being active, and like being with my family. So it was a great day.
Oh, that's cool. Cool.
That's
cool. K-E-W-L. Cool. Does Blake have like little clubs that she uses? I mean, I know she's playing softball. She's all over the place, but does she have like a kid set of clubs?
She has like not a full set, but she has an iron, a driver, and a putter.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Like she uses them pretty well. I feel like I need to get myself some clubs because I have been using my husband's advanced men's set of irons.
Jeez.
And Jenks, that has not been easy trying to hit irons with those. I feel like I've been pretty solid with like some of the longer irons, but I don't know. I feel like iron play is the toughest part for like casual golfers.
Yeah, long irons are brutal. Like, I feel like if I have to pull out like a 2 or a 3 iron, which normally I don't hit a 2. I don't play golf that often. Rarely. I used to play on a regular basis, and it's been a long time. Like, maybe at some point I'll take it up again. But I got rid of my old clubs because they were just sitting around. They were old, and I wasn't hitting the course enough. But long irons, I think you're right, are so tough.
Well, the problem is number one, they're too long for me because Jake is taller than me. And also, like, he's not a scratch golfer, but he's close.
Yeah.
So irons for those type of golfers have a lot smaller sweet spot. Because they're, I don't know what it is, but like if you look at beginner sets, the clubs are bigger because they're like, hey, this person needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
Let's give them like a hockey stick to hit
right.
The club with. So I will say it's made me probably a better golfer having to use those advanced clubs, but maybe one day, Jinx, it's just, I still have not played a full round of golf. So I just feel like I can't justify it.
That's wild to me. You've never played a full round at once?
No, I've played bits and pieces, and the problem is my husband's such a good golfer that when I go with him, because I did play with him before Blake, that I feel obligated to pick up my ball and like give up that hole. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the worst.
I am very self-conscious about playing slow because there's nothing worse than being behind a group that is absolutely terrible. So I don't want to do that.
No, I get that. I've been paired with people who are much better than me, which is not difficult. And they're playing at such a quick rate and they're so good. Like you feel the pressure to, I have to hurry. And if you're trying to get better, then the last thing you want to do, particularly when you're still trying to improve, is rush your shot, right? Because you're still trying to figure out, you know, what to do, how to hit, kind of get out of your head because golf is such a mental game. And so half the time you're like, I'll just pick up my ball. And that's not a way to get better over time.
No, but golf is tough, and it just takes forever, because that's the other thing. I just don't have the time to go play all the time, but a girl can dream. Maybe when I'm retired.
Maybe one day. Well, in the interim, what we can do is take a swing and maybe hit some of these bets. Before we do that, got to tell you what's coming up next on Bet Sweats. Sammy P, giving out their favorite baseball plays for the day. They'll look at some live dogs for week 6 in the National Football League. Nate Collins is along in less than an hour at 9:20, and then Eric Kratz from Foul Territory TV joins the show at 11 o'clock. All right, money-making time.
Time to place your bets.
Wow, look at this. Inserted into the lineup at the last second. I like this play.
Ah, yes, because this rundown had to make me sign in again. Love that. All right, so best bet of the day for me is banking on the hottest hitter in the postseason for the New York Yankees, and that has been Aaron Judge. Huge moment last night, keeping his Yankees still in the postseason with a game-time home run. And he's been great all postseason long, hitting .500 for the postseason. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI. So this way, if he walks and he scores a run, that still counts because sometimes that can be the sabotage factor in playing total bases. But if you look at this number of 1.5 hits, runs, RBI, he has hit this in 5 of 6 postseason games. And again, the guy is hitting .500. You have a bullpen game for the Blue Jays today. You have Louis Varland, who was on the mound for that home run that Aaron Judge hit. So I feel like all the factors align here. I think the captain gets it done tonight once again. So let's go over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI for Aaron Judge. For my
okay. Yeah. Good call there. I didn't know where you were going to go, but that is a solid play. All right. I have 3 plays on the card today. Whatever. Let's just do it. Let's get this one over with. Tigers money line, -115 against the Mariners. I know. It pains me to say it. It pains you to hear it. Am I really putting money?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Detroit. I really am. What? Oh, God. What are you doing? Idiot. Casey Mize is going with the Tigers. Bryce Miller is going for the Mariners. I think the Tigers get back in this thing. Bryce Miller is not a guy you want to trust here. He's given up at least 3 runs in 10 of his last 12 appearances. Hasn't allowed fewer than 2 runs in any of those starts. He will get hit. Now, the Tigers have not seen him this season. I don't think it matters. And if you look deeper into the numbers here, on the road this season, Miller is 2-3, 5.56 ERA. This is an afternoon game. Miller has made 4 afternoon starts this season. He has an ERA of 7.58. I think the Dodgers, or the Tigers, I should say, find a way to win this game. Let's go Detroit on the money line at -115.
I have so many like theories for today's card, but I don't know if they're strong enough theories to actually play them. Like, I have a lot of leans, but mama wants to be careful on where she puts her money. So my one lean for the day, this is not official, okay. Phillies Dodgers over 7.5. I do feel like the Dodgers team totals is a good look as well, but I don't know. I think the Phillies show some type of fight here. Yamamoto has really good numbers, but we have seen some cracks in the bullpen for the Dodgers. And plus, I feel like the Dodgers probably can put up a 6 spot. It is not going to be wild to me if we see Aaron Nola give up at least a couple of runs and only a couple innings. He has a 6 ERA this year. With that Dodgers lineup, I think we're going to see some runs. Over 7.5, I think, is a solid play. Over 4.5, team total for the Dodgers. I think both of those are good looks. But they're not official.
All right. Good to have a lean, though. You know, maybe you think about it when you hear the lean. I got 2 other plays on the card. I'm getting juicy today. Yankees -1, -136, hosting the Blue Jays here. Louis Varland is going up against Cam Schlittler. Louis Varland gave up That home run to Aaron Judge yesterday, he's back on the mound today. This is a bullpen game for Toronto. John Schneider said so yesterday. Look, Max Scherzer not available. Kevin Gausman not available. So it is all arms on deck for the Jays, and this pen has not been good in the postseason. Jays' pen has given up 19 hits, 12 earned, ERA over 8. Small sample size, but still. And Cam Schlittler has been unbelievable for the Yankees, was electric last time out. We've seen Aaron Judge come alive in this series. Yankees minus 1. It's minus 136. Hosh and the Blue Jays, worst case, we get a push. And finally, Dodgers' first five-run line, just minus 115 against the Phillies. Aaron Nola taking on Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Aaron Nola, why is he starting this game? On the road this season, 0-6, 6.97 ERA, an ERA of almost 7. Oh, yeah, he was good last time out against the Twins, a team that quit at the All-Star break. Meanwhile, Yamamoto has been an absolute wagon, a witch. Look at his last five outings, a total of only 2 earned runs over 33 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 42 during that time. Also, the Phillies lineup has gone cold. Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper not hitting the ball. And when playing at home this season, the Dodgers, third-best first-five team in all of baseball. I think the Phillies are going home tonight, and it is over early. Dodgers first-five, run line, minus 115.
Ah, did you see where Nick Cassianos was saying, like, too many fans in the stands can be a bad thing? He was like, Red October can be good, but sometimes it can be a lot of pressure. What are we doing?
You're losing.
You need other things to complain about. How about you get some hits? I don't know.
You know, it can be bad in October when your best three hitters go, like, 1-for-22 or whatever it is. That's not good.
Focus on that.
Let's pivot a little bit. Okay, I guess we got to pivot to the Donkster here before we get to Joe O. Donkster, come on in.
It's time for my streaming corner. I decided to produce the North Carolina Tar Heel documentary myself.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
You'll get all the tea. What is Jordan Hudson wearing? What does she smell like? And does she love animals?
Yeah. Well, where's this going to stream?
On my new network, DONG. It stands for Donkster Genres. I have more details at a later date.
Okay, no thanks. Do you have a bet?
Cubs, money line, taking on the Brewers.
Okay. Coming up next, that's it's Joe Ho. Joe, good morning. How you doing?
I don't check the DONG network on your work computer. That's what I've been told.
Make sure you're at home first.
Oh. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
All right, so what'd you make of the Yankees last night? What a comeback, huh?
Man.
Gotta pivot.
So have we reached the point of the playoffs? Just play the overs. We're just getting so many runs.
Right?
It was unders early, and I'm looking at these matchups you guys were just talking about. I'm like, okay. So which one of these starters outside of Yamamoto is really going to shut anybody down today? I don't know. It might be a bunch of overs. But today will be fun. This is what we were hoping for. Four games and get to enjoy it all. It'll be interesting to see which ones wrap up today. It's hard to make calls. Cubs, can you win one? Can you get us one? Probably.
Get us one.
Not with the way that they've been playing, giving up a lot of dongs.
There you
Perfect.
Go.
Hey, that's how you wrap a bow on it right there. Joe, good to see you as always. Pleasure. We're out of time with this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea, I'm Jinx, and the entire crew hope you have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.